It's been 11 months since Philando Castile's funeral at the Cathedral of St. Paul. Castile was not Catholic, but the cathedral rector said that day that the church was there for all who seek shelter from the storms of life. I'm grateful that Ascension serves that very same purpose. We need some shelter from the storms of life. I myself am not my well-crafted and polished self. Today I've been anxiously wrestling again with Philando Castile's death since the verdict on his killing came down on Friday. It's the same old. When responsibility for the death of a young black man is decided, who gets the benefit of the doubt? Who gets the break and who gets the blame? Father Brian Massengale calls racism a spiritual sickness, a soul sickness. Racism doesn't have to be deliberate or overt. You know that. On the contrary, it's often unconscious or subconscious, but effective nonetheless. Here in this shelter from the storms of life, this sickness can be acknowledged, discussed, and treated. The pain of those of you who have borne the brunt of racism can be listened to and heard. The rest of us can listen and hear what life in a world run by whites is like for a person with a brown or a black body. We, intelligent and enlightened as we may be, can confront the fact that we tolerate and perpetuate racism. It's not a matter of feeling bad or guilty, but paying attention, being honest, acknowledging our unearned privilege, repenting, and being redeemed. When someone remarked to the writer Flannery O'Connor that the Eucharist was just a symbol, albeit a very good one, she replied, "Well, if it's just a symbol, to hell with it." When it comes to Jesus identifying himself with bread and wine, John's gospel is insistent on the fleshy physicality of it all, eating flesh and drinking blood, ingesting flesh and blood. If we are what we eat, the Eucharist incorporates us, literally brings us into the corpus, the body of Christ, and therefore into the lives of the suffering with whom he identified. The body of Jesus is broken open here. His blood is poured out. Therefore, this we do in memory of him is breaking ourselves open, pouring ourselves out. Yes, working for equality is costly. Conversion and transformation take place in the hearts and minds and lives of individuals, and individuals change institutions and systems. We must not tire or shrink from Spirit-led and Eucharist-fueled efforts to make what we proclaim in this sacrament real and tangible. Brothers and sisters, the cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because the loaf of bread is one, we, though many, are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. We, though many, are one body.